There's nothing like a nice, tasty meal to cheer us up, maybe even heat you up. And if you're feeling a bit lonely, it makes you feel much better. And blind chef Kim J joins us now. She has a book called A Taste of Spice, and I'll tell you how you can get your hands on that a little later. All the proceeds are going to R&IB. But today we're going to be doing a recipe called Chicken Côté. Is that right, Kim?
That is, yes. It's a French-style dish. It was one of the dishes that I used to make in my restaurant. Very, very popular. Extremely easy to do. And you will impress all your friends with this dish.
Well, I could do with impressing folk because I don't cook for anybody. So I'm looking forward to some of these recipes.
Like I said, this one is really easy. And I always serve it with a mixture of wild rice and basmati rice. Although potatoes and vegetables are just as good. But for me, it's always wild rice with this dish.
All right. So what do we need for this then?
Right. The ingredients are 2 chicken breasts. Now, they've got to be skinned and cleaned. You also need 200 grams of sliced mushrooms. Now, I always use a mixture of button mushrooms and oriental or wild mushrooms. The different flavours and textures in this dish with the mushrooms are amazing. So if you can get a combination of mushrooms, it would work perfectly. Not portobello, though. Portobello has a habit of just overpowering other mushrooms, so use shiitake, chestnut, button mushrooms, any type of other mushrooms works really well. You also need 1 large carton of double cream, 1 clove of garlic, which you need to peel and finely chop, 12 strands of tarragon. Now, tarragon is a herb. It has a slightly aniseed flavour and it works really, really well in this dish because it's very subtle but extremely tasty and it smells gorgeous. You also need a pinch of salt, a pinch of black pepper and about 5 saffron seeds. If you don't have saffron seeds, not a problem. You don't need to buy them because they are expensive, but it does work really well in this dish. You also need about 25 grams of butter, a tiny teaspoon of oil, and also, if you have it, truffle oil. About 5 drops you'll need. Truffle oil is an oil that's made of mushrooms. You have 2 types of truffle oil, summer oil and winter oil. One is more subtle, the summer one. The winter one is, it's very poignant. And it is really good, and it enhances the taste of the sauce and makes it even more mushroomy. Now, if you don't like mushrooms, because I know a lot of people don't, switch the mushrooms to asparagus. It works just as well. Now, the way you make this dish is you need a large frying pan. Into the frying pan, add the butter and the oil, and then you fry the chicken breast. Now, chicken breasts have that slimy texture on it, but as it cooks, that texture gets sort of firmer, and you can feel the flesh of the skin firming up. Now, whenever you cook chicken or any kind of meat and you put it into the pan, it has a habit of sticking. Now, if it sticks, that means it's not cooked enough to seal it. So just wait until you can move the chicken, because you then know that the chicken skin outside has been sealed. So seal it on both sides, which roughly takes about 5 minutes. Once you've done that, you add in the mushrooms. Now, cook the mushrooms with the chicken for approximately 5 minutes. Now at this stage, again this is optional, you can add 100 ml of white wine. Pour the white wine in. If you don't want the white wine, because I know a lot of people don't drink, you can omit it. But pour the white wine in and carry on cooking until the wine has literally disappeared. Now, once that happens, you throw in the double cream, the saffron, season it with salt and pepper, cook it, and then you throw in the truffle oil if you have some. And that's as simple as you can get it.
How long do you cook it for?
Well, you've cooked it 5 minutes when you seal it. With the mushrooms, you cook it for another 5 minutes. And then when you put the oil, the wine in, you cook it for another 10 minutes. So about 15 to 20 minutes.
I mean, that's a meal, let's say the preparation, or that's half an hour, isn't it? And you've got a tasty, tasty meal.
And it is. It is utterly tasty. Everyone that I know that comes and has this particular dish, they always sit there and say, how did you make it? And it's so simple. And it is the tarragon that is the key. Now, if you're vegetarian, I'm vegetarian, I substitute the chicken with corn fillets, which works just as well. Or, quite often, I put in fresh tagliatelle, and it's just as tasty.
Yeah, I found using corn, and obviously there's soya as well, but I found with corn that the flavour can tend to build over a couple of days. If you make it one day and then leave it till the next day, the flavour, it seems to absorb it.
It does. It's like tofu. Mm. Tofu is the same. What it does is, it's best if you can marinate it or leave it for sort of a day. And the flavour just sort of infuses into the corn or the tofu or whatever you want. And it is so versatile. So many people now that are meat eaters are using vegetarian and vegan products. It's cheaper. It is full of protein and it doesn't have as much fat, so it's healthy.
It's a win-win situation. So that was chicken cote, C-O-T-E. Yep. And Kim has a book. This recipe isn't in the book, but it's going to be coming out in a subsequent book. But your book that's available just now is called A Taste of Spice, and all the proceeds are going to R&IB. And it's available, is it Amazon and Kindle, isn't it?
It is, yes. Kindle is £4, and the book itself is £5.
Well, Kim, we appreciate your time, and it's lovely that you're sharing some of your recipes with us, because I think it can be quite daunting when you've, and you know this, when you first lose your sight, it's like getting back on a horse again, isn't it?
It is. You are, when you lose your sight, you are scared of doing anything that you used to do, or you're scared of doing cooking because you're working with fire and knives. But again, it's practice makes perfect. Start. A little bit of a time, make a simple dish like this. There's not that much chopping. There's, frying. You don't have to put it in the oven and worry about that. And it is so easy, but try it. And it is so therapeutic. And importantly, it makes you feel that you can achieve something that everybody else can. And sometimes when you lose your sight, that your confidence goes. And you feel... as if you're in this sort of small world where you can't do anything. But you can. You just have to have the confidence and try.
Yeah, take the first step, and then you never know where that leads to. Kim J, as always, a pleasure to chat with you, and we'll look forward to our next recipe.
Thank you very much.